From PRX, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood.
And I'm Jenny Doring. Toxic plastic is costing our health and the economy hundreds of billions of dollars.
There are downstream costs that are terribly important at a societal level, and we ultimately pay because the chemical industry contaminates us through the products we use in our daily lives and through the chemicals that are used in those products, and in particular, plastic.
And health is an issue in the plastic treaty negotiations.
Also, giraffes are facing increasingly tall odds in a warming world.
I think if you asked anybody to picture a safari in Africa, one of the first animals that's going to come to mind is the giraffe. They are so important and so critical to the ecosystems that we really need to ensure that we are protecting them.
Those stories and more this week on Living on Earth. Stick around.
From PRX and the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios at the University of Massachusetts Boston, this is Living on Earth. I'm Jenny Doring.
And I'm Steve Kerwood. The world's biggest climate case kicked off on December 2nd before the International Court of Justice at The Hague in the Netherlands. Also known as the World Court, the ICJ was established after World War II as a mechanism for deciding disputes between member states of the United Nations.
During this case, 15 judges will hear from over 100 countries and intergovernmental organizations, each making their arguments on what international climate law obliges countries to do in the fight against climate disruption. The judges will then be asked to give an advisory opinion on that obligation and the legal consequences for those who fail to comply.
Though this opinion is not binding, it does clarify binding international law, like the UNFCCC's basis for the 2015 Paris Agreement. So, a favorable opinion could encourage cooperation with the UN Climate Treaty, which has struggled to limit global warming emissions.
And it could also provide a legal precedent that could be cited at the national level, meaning that if the World Court finds that countries are obligated to fight climate disruption, then citizens could sue their own governments for failing to do so. The case was the brainchild of a group of law students from the University of the South Pacific in Fiji, who began a campaign to bring the case to the World Court back in 2019.
To get onto the ICJ agenda, they approached the government of Vanuatu, a small island nation in the South Pacific Ocean that then led a coalition of over 130 UN member states to pressure the UN General Assembly into seeking an official opinion from the court. One of those original law students who developed the idea, Cynthia Hanui, is from the Solomon Islands and spoke at the opening of the hearing.
Climate change is undermining our ability to uphold this sacred contract. My people's land of Fanalei is nearing a critical point on the verge of being